Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, Fáil Ó Dhaois, we last spoke to our next guest at the end of February when the National Parks and Wildlife Service at Killarney National Park got some new machines to tackle the rhododendron problem there. The invasive shrub is a major threat to biodiversity in the area. Eamon Meskell is the National Parks and Wildlife Service Divisional Manager for Killarney National Park, and he joins me now. Eamon, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
Did you do damage with the machines then?
Those machines are up there and they're doing what they're supposed to do. The rhododendron is shaking up there under the actions of that machinery.
Okay, what headway are you making then?
We've made good headway. I mean, we took the a drastic decision we felt at the time, but very necessary, that we needed to do something specific up in the likes of Tomies Mountain, where we have a heavy infestation of really mature rhododendron, where you couldn't actually get at it to treat it or to cut it or to kill it by human means. So we researched certain types of machinery that would be most effective, number one, for killing rhododendron, and number two, where it would have the least damaging effect on Killarney National Park.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff went on for about 2 years, and then we bought two machines with flailing heads which mulch the mature rhododendron to pulpwood, and those machines are up there now working. Since then, we've made headway in the fact that we're clearing about an acre a day, so we've
that's 60 acres. That's very good now, isn't it, Eamon?
It's excellent, Cormac. You have no idea what those machinery and the lads driving, it's our own staff that are driving the machines, the type of effort and expertise they're putting into it. And really, every sweep of that mulching head is clearing an area about, you know, the size of your bathroom.
Well, it's amazing that progress, I must say, an acre a day. How do you leave the ground, though? Because it's a bit of a beast coming back, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beast coming back. I mean, we leave the ground in a place where it mulches the rhododendron to pulpwood. So we leave that pulpwood on the ground. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that, because when a mature rhododendron of 12 years of age, it can throw down over 1 million seed heads, would you believe it, in 1 year.
Yeah, yeah,
so, it's incredible. So really what we're doing is we're leaving the mulched pulpwood on the ground to suppress that seed head to see will it kill it off. Because if we clear that pulpwood away, well, then you're creating the perfect habitat for rhododendron to come back.
Okay.
Now, if it does come back, it comes back. Really, what we're doing, this is what we call initial clearance, where we get in at the stuff that nobody can get at. And when you clear that, well, then you're at the stage where you can manage that that site for rhododendron.
Well, look, you'll give me a lend of those machines for the back garden when you're finished with them, because they sound fabulous. I have an awful lot to clear. Eamon Meskell of Killarney National Park, Divisional Manager there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.